gonna erupt. They're gonna bust loose. Right? Yeah, they're gonna do it. They're gonna bust loose.
They're a powder keg juggernaut.
Okay. Average Joe conversation with average guys. Tyler and Wes with Walk the Plank.
Welcome back to Walk the Plank. This is our ultimate outside edition. We're actually right here at my house.
This is our camping episode.
Yeah, our camping episode, I guess it's a... let's see, what do we missed out on? The NCAA tourney?
We have wild animals over here.
Yeah, we got a wild animal. NCAA tourney, Villanova took that one. The whole world did. Would that be considered a mid-major team?
No.
Villanova, what's their football program? Their baseball program?
Football, I'm not sure. I would have to look into that, and I guess we could for a future episode. But yeah, they're mainly a basketball school, and I'm getting attacked over here by these wild animals. Don't feed the wild animals, see? They eat you. But Villanova is a basketball school, and I don't think they've only won two national championships. The last one was in the mid-80s, I believe. But if you watch that game, my gosh, she's attacking everything. If you watch that game, that was probably one of the all-time greatest final games, if not one of the all-time greatest NCAA games. And it probably takes the place of the greatest shot made, which I would, before this game, would give to, and I know Wes is going to hate me for this, Bryce Drew and the Valpo Blazers.
I don't hate it. I think it's amazing because I was going to touch on it because he just got hired yesterday as the 27th head coach in Vanderbilt history.
What do you think about that hire?
I think it's amazing hire. He's got the blood in him. I mean, didn't his dad coach for the Spartans or something?
Well, his dad coached him when he made that shot, Homer Drew.
Yeah, it's.
Well, it's Ole Miss. Ole Miss fans, I know, will absolutely cringe when we say those two names. But hey,
no, I don't, man. I give them props because that was the turnaround of the basketball program. You know, but let's see what else has happened. Mississippi State is doing absolutely fascinating. They found their gym in the diamond in the rough with Dakota.
Yeah, he's first round material, definitely.
There's no doubt about it.
Top 20 overall pick. State fans, adore him while you can. He won't be there for a couple more months. I think the draft is in June. And once you get done with postseason, he's off the campus and he's going to major leagues. So enjoy him while you can.
Let's see. We're going to touch on these couple things and we're going to take a break and come back. But what's your overall assessment on the college baseball world? I think LSU's – I don't think they're doing too good right now. Even at 14, that's subpar for them.
They absolutely destroyed the Vanderbilt team, state beating in Nashville. I think it was 10-0 final last night in Baton Rouge. Like I said earlier, they might have, you know, been struggling to find their identity early in the season. But now it's getting mid-season to late season. LSU's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, LSU, let's see, what's next? Alabama's been kind of middle of the road.
So is Arkansas.
Ole Miss started off hot, and they've settled down their bats a little bit, quite a lot, actually. Who else?
Arkansas's mediocre. Auburn's probably not going to be any good. Alabama's mediocre. Georgia's mediocre. Tennessee's mediocre. Missouri.
When we say mediocre, we're talking SEC mediocre. SEC mediocre is probably mediocre SEC team can beat just about 90% of the teams in the country.
Yeah, we're going by SEC standards is what he's trying to say. And
exactly.
You know, if you're an SEC baseball fan, you know SEC standards are, you know, superior to any other conference in the nation, minus maybe that. ACC maybe with Miami and Louisville and all them, but I think the SEC is deeper baseball and baseball than any other conference in the nation.
I tell you what, on that note, I'm going to go put Grove up because she's tearing my hands up, and we're going to come back and record the rest of our episode.
Sounds like a deal.
See you guys then.
Peace.
Walk the Plank.
Welcome back to Walk the Plank Sports. I just had to put up Grove. She was wearing me out. She's just a little puppy. She's about 8 weeks old, and she's got those dolphin teeth. They're like razors. They just absolutely killed my hands. But anyway, we had the combine. It went. We had some ups and downs, some letdowns, and some surprises. Pro day went about just as planned, wouldn't you say? For everybody, I mean, it went just about as expected because It really didn't improve anybody, but it didn't hurt anybody.
What one name? Well, I can't say the name because I can't pronounce it. But one person did I've never heard of, and actually got an NFL. He signed with the NFL team, and that's
the Redskins of Mississippi State.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a discus player. We touched on that in the previous episode. Put lights out stuff, man. So we've had our basketball, NCAA,
baseball,
football is a lot of interesting stuff happened. I don't even want to get into it with Simmons right now because I could do a 3-hour segment on a 5-second beating. So I'm not going to touch on that. Let's fast forward because we did have some questions and some actually people chimed in and wanted to know what we think. So Tyler, what have you got?
My first question was about LSU football, about Les Miles. Is he going? Is he staying? Les Miles, I've heard several rumors. I don't want to say rumors. The people I know in Baton Rouge who keep up with LSU football pretty hardcore have told me that LSU was getting ready rid of Miles. And that's public knowledge. But Miles' plea was if he could coach this last year, he would retire at the end of this season. Well, it turns out they kept Miles because Jimbo Fisher turned him down in the third quarter of the Texas A&M game. So is Miles going to stay or is he going to retire? Or will LSU win enough football games for them to justify keeping him or giving him the option to retire? I guarantee you after the first LSU football loss, those same people who wanted Miles gone last year will start calling for his head again.
Off with the head.
Yes, exactly.
They do it every time. And this is nothing against the LSU faithful. I just call it for what it is off of Walk the Plank. When you guys get flustered, put them on the chopping block. Let's get rid of them.
Well, I mean, it's what have you done for me lately? I think Les Miles has done a great job at the LSU program. But he hadn't beat Alabama, 4 or 5 years? Alabama's won 2-3 national championships since last time they beat them. The last time they beat them, I think they won 9-6 or something like that in Tuscaloosa. Then Alabama came back and beat them 21-0 in the national championship game down in New Orleans, which should have been a home game for LSU. But the next question was the quarterback position for LSU.
That's the X factor.
It is X factor. LSU has talent all over the field. They've lost a couple linebackers and a safety, but the return All-American.
LF, yeah.
Well, LF, but I was talking about the safety of Jamal Adams. He'll probably be an All-American. And there's a defensive end. I cannot think of his name off the top of my head that you need to watch out for. You'll know who I'm talking about when after the first couple of games, I guarantee you. But LF, they got a great offensive line. They got two marquee receivers, Malachi Dupree and Davin Duvall. So if their quarterback could get Davin Duvall and Malachi Dupree the ball enough, that's going to open up the running game for LF.
Isn't this what happens every year with LSU, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
There is a quarterback issue, and he can't get it in his head. What is going on?
I'll probably offend a few LSU people.
No, you're not. They know what's happening. That's the reason Miles almost got fired last year.
But it doesn't come down to recruiting because obviously LSU can recruit.
Oh,
it comes down to bad coaching.
Absolutely.
Bad. And plus, you lost your everything defense coordinator and placed them with somebody I've never heard of, which is kind of weird because I followed football, especially college football, pretty closely and hear a lot of names, defense coordinator, offense coordinator, et cetera, et cetera. And I've never heard of this guy. Because you lost your defense coordinator to Auburn and then hired this new guy. And then Cam Cameron. Hey, I don't know why LSU sticks with him because he keeps trying to stick a square peg in a round hole.
Tell you why. Okay, I'm going to interject here. I'm going to tell you why, and we'll go right back to your thought. This is my opinion, but most LSU faithful are sold on Cam. Every fan you talk to, they will tell you straight up, Cam Cameron's the answer. Cam Cameron, when is he going to be the answer?
That's what I'm saying.
This guy going to produce?
Well, and it may be Les Miles doing, but I mean, every time Les Miles gets questioned about his coaching, he swears the next year they're going to go to the spread offense, they're going to pass it more, this, that, and the other. And I've heard that quarterbacks have looked good in their spring practice, but spring practice is just that, practice. And what was it Allen Iverson was saying? Practice. We talking about practice?
Yeah, Allen Iverson's a Hall of Famer, but he's different than.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Is bottom line is this, and this is my theory. Y'all can hang me out to dry. I don't care. I do care about your opinion, but what I'm about to say is going to hurt somebody's feelings in the long run. LSU is the top dog. They're one of them. They pay Les Miles like a top dog. He gets top dog talent, but he can't get a top dog quarterback. But yet he does. So here's the problem. He can't coach the quarterback.
Well, that comes out of...
Can you imagine if he had David Cutcliffe or somebody over there coaching the quarterback?
No. No, but I don't know what to say about Les Miles. It does. It all falls on the head coach, bottom line. And I was actually looking at the LSU schedule last night, and I can't, you know, verbatim quote game for game. They play Wisconsin on Lambeau Field the very first game. I think LF7's good enough, and LSU's defense good enough to beat Wisconsin on their own. Problem is, when LSU gets the second half of their season, which is the heart of the SEC schedule for them, they'll meet teams that can stop LF7 and make Jennings pass. Jennings, like I said earlier, is not the most accurate and most,
he's a Jamarcus Russell curse.
Yes.
He's the curse. I call it the curse. Ever since Jamarcus Russell, they can't get nothing.
I mean, they've had Mettenberger. That's the only one I can think of since Jamarcus Russell.
Right, but they're not in Alabama. They can't get a quarterback to manage the ball.
Alabama's a different story because Alabama has talent all around. They've got enough talent to kind of mask the lack of quarterback. I mean, look the last 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, all they had to do was just
– defense?
Basically pull a Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl, hand the ball off and – Don't do nothing and collect a ring.
Like game manager.
He didn't, but you won't go to the NFL if you're a quarterback.
No.
You won't make it there, but you'll get your college ring, but you won't get paid in the end.
But Jennings isn't as consistent as LSU needs him to be to open up the running game for LF7.
So 8 wins?
I went last night and looked down their schedule. I think they're 5-0 going to Florida. Florida's their flip game. I can see either way or either team winning. But
that's gonna tell us a lot about Florida too.
It will, which is my next thing.
Yeah.
As of right now, and this is based on what I've heard from people around Gainesville, people I know and trust that are Gator fans, Del Rio looks to be the real deal. And if they get Del Rio, you know, going like they had what's his face going last year? I'm sorry, I can't remember his name. Will Greer.
Before steroids or after?
Before.
First time or second time? Go ahead.
Doesn't matter. but anyway, if they can get Del Rio.
Well, hell, he's at West Virginia too, by the way.
Yeah, he did just transfer.
I mean, that's crazy. But go ahead.
But I think that's the turn game for LSU. I have them going 5-0 up until Florida. I think they lose at Florida and lose two other ones. I think it's versus Ole Miss and Baton Rouge. I think it's a close game early versus Ole Miss. But like I said, Ole Miss can outscore LSU. That was proven last year. I mean, and look at that offense, you know, everything quarterback coming back. And Chad Kelly, of course, they lost Treadwell, but they've got the depth at wide receiver to make up for him as a whole. May not be an individual player, but as a whole. The running backs are coming around. Ole Miss has more of a power running game this year than a finesse game, speed game like they had with Jalen Walton and co. I think Alabama comes to town after Ole Miss. Poor little LSU. Alabama's just got more talent all around. They just do. It's later in the year. They'll have the quarterback situation figured out. They'll have the center situation figured out. And then we'll know what's really going on with Bo Scarborough. I hear all these Alabama fans about he's the next big thing. Well, he hadn't played Jack yet, so I don't want to hear it until he proves it. And a spring game is, again, practice.
Well, hold on. Alabama... It was said, quote unquote, that this was one of the, in Nick Saban's history at Alabama, this is one of the slimmest he's ever been at running back.
Yep.
And this running back, I was telling Tyler, got 140 something yards and 3 touchdowns Bama's first team defense, which tells me.
And we agree on this.
Which tells me that Bama don't have the defensive front that they've had in the past.
Yeah, maybe not the line.
It really doesn't matter if they had returning starters. It's about the stars that Bama lost that were productive.
Yeah, I mean, y'all, Bama's defensive line lost a ton of talent and a ton of really good talent.
We could go into another segment just on the talent they lost.
But we're not. I'm sticking to LSU and Florida. But Bama, I think, has got more all-around talent, and they'll have things figured out by the time they play LSU. I think it's a close game. It may be 9-6, 9-7, 10-7 type a game. I think Bama pulls out in the end. And then the final game, I'm going to say it's Ole Miss loss, Florida loss, and Bama loss. The final game is Texas A&M. That's another questionable game for me, depending on what A&M does.
I think, got Trevor Knight wearing them out.
Well, see, I can see either side. A&M right now appears to be a dumpster fire. If they continue down that path, then yes, I think LSU wins that game and wins it handily. But if Texas A&M finds a rhythm, they'll be better defensively, and they're known for their offense. So they're a team that can outscore LSU. So it's going to be 8-4, 9-3 season for the Tigers. And will that be enough to keep Les Miles as a head coach, or are they going to be calling for his head again?
He's gone. All right, guys, that's my take. It doesn't matter. Anything, my take personally, anything barring a national championship or an SEC championship this year, Les is out of there. They kept him on for this past year because it was a sympathy deal for the fans. They toted him off the field. That was nice because Les Miles is one of the deans in SEC college coaches.
Well, the players love him.
Yeah, the players love him. Yeah, the players like Mike Price at Alabama, but he got fired too. So,
yeah.
You know, it's all about what have you done for me lately, like you said. If you can get – here's my take on Les Miles. Walk the plank, buddy. You've had 4 5-star quarterbacks and ain't done jack.
That's right.
Bottom line, we'll come back next take with our final, and then we'll close out. See you guys.
Peace.
Walk the plank.
Welcome, everybody, back to Walk the Plank Sports. This is the final take of this outside episode in my backyard /
campground area.
Campground, Children of the Corn, whatever this is. Tyler put together a website. What is it?
Oh, yeah. I would love to talk. I want to talk about this, but totally forgot about it. Glad you brought it up. Put together a website, and if you go on our Facebook page, if you don't know
where... There's links for it, so...
Well, yeah, it's on our Facebook page, and if you can't find our Facebook page, just Walk the Plank Sports and scroll down to where it says website. It's got links, and it's got links to all of our podcasts, our YouTube page, our Facebook page, and Twitter page. And we write articles now. If you haven't...
Yeah, go ahead.
I wrote one... What, 2 days ago?
On the Masters. It's a good piece.
It's not much, but it kind of gets you an insight to the Masters and some of the players and our predicted top 10 finishers. And so we're going to start doing that more so than forwarding other articles that other people wrote, because I don't mind giving other people credit, but I don't want to do it all the time. So we discuss this and agree that it'd be best if we do it ourselves. And also, we've done podcasts. So if you're on the go and can't watch a video, we're on iTunes. Again, just Walk the Plank Sports in the little search space, and like us, favorite us, and give us 5 stars. And I don't think Wes nor I really care what you say about us, as long as we get those 5 stars. And if you're not an iPhone person, it's podomatic.com, again, in the little search space. excuse me, Walk the Plank Sports. And again, rate us as high as you can, and we don't care what you say about us. And that's pretty much it. And we, you know, would like you to subscribe to all of those and follow us and like us and make it fun for us if we make it fun for you.
Okay. Well, let's talk some sports.
Do it.
We got the spill on that. The last thing I want to touch on, because we've touched on baseball, football, everything but speed chess and...
Speed chess. Episode of speed chess is coming.
No, it's curling. Curling. I'm telling you, man.
Women's curling.
Yeah.
The Canadian team.
Jess and I watched it the other day, actually, for quite a long time, and we were drinking and got a kick out of it. But I want to get on this. Roy Jones Jr. knocked out somebody. This is going to make it short and sweet. Roy Jones Jr., who's one of my favorites of all time, has decided, hey, I'm going to self-promote my old butt. So what I'm going to do is if you beat me, if you last, I'm going to give you $100,000. So people, MMA fighters start crawling out the woodwork thinking they can take on this guy. Well, what happened? The first MMA fighter that saw him had knocked out.
Night, night.
Boom. And then he didn't keep the $100,000. He didn't get it. So guess what's going to happen now?
$200,000.
No. It gets better. Rampage Jackson and Anderson Silva are thinking, there's rumors that they think they can get into the ring without doing their little arm twists and their kicks and just actually fighting. They think they can take on Roy Jones.
Does Anderson Silva realize he can't use his feet?
That's what I said. This is going to be silly. Roy Jones Jr. is going to make them into pudding because it's a totally different environment. I don't care what you say. You put boxing gloves on somebody, and like Holly Holmes, Ronda Rousey thought she could actually box Holly, and that didn't fly.
You can say the same thing about Miesha Tate. She didn't box her either. She had to choke her out.
She had to choke her. That's the only way you could beat her. I mean, boxing is a totally different world, so it's going to be interesting to see. If Rampage Jackson gets in there, he actually can't. He does have a stand-up game. If he can get in there on Roy Jones, it'll be interesting to see how long it lasts before he gets knocked out too. So, because you're gonna knock out Roy Jones if you.
Rampage, I give like a hair percent chance, but Anderson Silva, if he can't kick,
or bend your arm, he ain't gonna win.
No.
Enough of that. We got one more caller request inbox, and it was on the Florida Gators. What was this about?
I pretty much just an overview of Florida.
Can make this quick right here.
Yeah, I'm going to do it pretty quick. Their key losses, in my opinion, is Vernon Hargraves.
Greer
and Buller. Those are the three major key losses for Florida. Felipe Franks, is one of the top four or five quarterbacks out of high school that actually flipped from LSU to Florida.
We watched him in the All-American game. He was good, but he wasn't all there.
Well, he's the most raw out of the ones that, Easton and Patterson.
I'll give you that, yes.
But what I found the most hilarious out of this whole recruiting season, and Wes, if you follow us, you know Wes and myself both are recruiting fanatics, and that's probably putting it lightly.
Yeah.
Alabama had the number one kicker committed to them for the longest time. And my phone's blowing up. And he ended up flipping to Florida at the very last minute. And then all of a sudden, the Alabama fans who were praising him, you know, a week or two earlier, were dogging him. Eddie Pinheiro, he's a heck of a kicker. I think he was the one that all Alabama fans were saying, oh, this dude nailed a 70-yard field goal in practice and showed all kind of, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If you haven't seen him, type in Eddie Pinheiro. He hits like a 70-80-yard field goal in practice. It's unbelievable. But Bama fans were so excited about him, and he flipped to Florida.
You never hear a Bama fan get excited about a quarterback, much less a kicker.
Exactly.
It's always a running back or a D lineman or a linebacker.
Exactly. But my biggest question is for Florida. They've got one receiver, Antonio Callaway. Who's going to step up beside him to be their second go-to guy for the incoming quarterback, which I think is going to be Del Rio, because everything I've heard out of Gainesville, around Gainesville, and people I trust who are Gator fans, say Del Rio's the guy. Is it going to be one of y'all's freshmen that y'all signed, since y'all Florida signed several freshman wide receivers? Or is it going to be a guy that last year that, you know, tried to, you know, step up, but just didn't happen for whatever reason? And then go to Buller on the defensive line.
Florida's pretty decent at defensive line, I think.
Yeah, Florida's going to be fine on defense. Bullard's going to be a defense tackle. He's going to the NFL. And actually, if you watch the combines, they compared Robert Kimbichi to Jonathan Bullard. They said if Robert Kimbichi had Bullard's motor, he'd be a top three pick, hands down. No
hey, question. Check this out. I don't even think Florida's going to miss a beat with VH Vernon Hargraves gone.
No, Jonathan.
Because I don't even think he was that good.
He's good.
He's good, but he wasn't the best on the team.
No, Tabor was, and Tabor's still there.
I want to tell you, Florida fans, that I don't care. VH Vernon Hargraves didn't impress me last year. Now, it might be because they didn't throw his way. Now, That might be, but still, he wasn't the best on the team.
No, Tabor's still there. If Del Rio can step up like I've heard he should, Florida can find a complimentary receiver to Antonio Callaway. And their offensive line gels, I went through Florida's schedule last night and just looking down.
Coming down to LSU, basically.
Yeah, and Tennessee, even though it's in Knoxville, you've lost 10, 11 straight to them. And if their offense clicks like I think it should, I think Florida wins that one. Sorry, Balls. And plus, you've got some questions we'll answer later on in our episodes with maybe NCAA troubles or whatever. But we'll get to Tennessee later on. But I think Florida wins that one. Go down to LSU, which earlier, if you watched this whole thing, I think LSU could be a swing game for either team. It would not surprise me one bit if Florida lost or won that one. But since I think they can outscore LSU and it's in Gainesville, I give the Gators a W in this. And you go all the way down the schedule to Georgia. That's another flip game. Wouldn't surprise me either way. But Eason, that's a true freshman. Are they going to count as him as a quarterback? Or do they have defensively? Is Kirby Smart really the answer as a coach? He's a first-year coach, which he may end up being pretty freaking good as a coach, but he's a first-year coach. He's going to make mistakes. Hugh Freeze is, a fourth-year, fifth-year head coach? And yeah, he's still making mistakes. Just kind of get what I'm saying. I think Florida wins the biggest cocktail party, world's largest cocktail party.
What's their final synopsis on Florida?
And let me get to that. Come down to Florida State, the last game of the year.
Florida State's going to blow them out.
I don't know about blow them out. I think Florida State will win because it is in Tallahassee. If the offense comes around and the offensive line jails like I think they should, I can see Florida going 10-2, 11-1 regular season, and SEC East champs again.
Oh, man. Woo! And Florida, I don't think they that good, man.
Well, let me add this. I was listening to the radio this morning.
Oh, man, because last season was a fluke type deal.
It was, and their defense did that for them.
I know.
But no, if any of y'all follow ESPN, Edward Ashcroft, I was listening to something this morning, they had him on, and they said the football gods came down and asked you if an SEC team other than Alabama was in the 14 playoffs in the season, who would it be? And he thought about it a little bit. He said, well, there's two teams I can't decipher between. And that wouldn't surprise me with either one. The first one was Florida. So that tells me my thinking is in line with the experts. And the second one, which I don't want to be a homer, but it was Ole Miss.
All right. Like I said, it's good to listen to the experts, and I totally agree with that. But Edward Ashoff last year said Auburn was going to be up there too. But here's the thing. I think, in a nutshell, Tyler gave you the spiel, the facts about Florida. Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. Florida had their that last year was a fluke. I don't care how you put it. Their defense ran the scheme. What little offense they have is not returning. So if they're going to be a 10-2 team, they're going to have to pull out a Johnny Manziel miracle. Because they don't have an offense.
Well, they got a running back.
Got a running back. The SEC, what do? They shut down running backs.
And that's what I said. If they can find a complimentary receiver and Del Rio steps up. And again, if. It's springtime. It's not even fall time. So this is just early talk. I could flip on this 180 degrees. I could go back, say, Florida 6-6, when we do our, pre-football season show.
Last year is not this year in Florida's case. Because most teams, you could say, yeah, they're returning everybody. It's going to be a similar case. But last year's Florida's team will not be this year's Florida's team. That's my take. And I'm not Edward Ashaw or any of that. But that's just simply my take. I think when Florida, what we were saying earlier, when Florida plays LSU, that's going to be tell us the tape on both teams. Okay. Both teams right there. If Florida smashes LSU, Florida will win 10 games, brother.
Yeah.
If Florida, you heard it from me right here, Wes. Florida beats LSU, they win 10 games. If they don't, they're a 7 or 8 win team.
I can agree with that. Their defense is going to be there regardless.
They're 2 years away from being where they need to be.
Yeah.
Because Tennessee is going to take it, in my opinion.
Tennessee, they gave too many games away for me last year.
Oh, they did, big time.
First Florida, Oklahoma, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they blew it at Alabama. Bama, Tennessee had you beat, buddy.
Well, ultimately, Bama fans will say, well, we beat them on the scoreboard, all that matters.
They're not going to say that. They're going to say 16, which doesn't even matter in this case. It doesn't even matter in this case. 16, rings, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's Tennessee. They did take the W, though. They did take the win, yes.
It counts as a W
all day long, just like the...
The helmet patch.
The patches, and it doesn't count like the other five national championships you don't have. But anyway, we're going to record some more later on. Right now, this is the end of this episode.
Yeah, I just want to say, please, if you haven't liked us on Facebook, like I said, is it Walk the Plank Sports, go like us, check the page out, check the web page out, and find us on the YouTube page.
Lord, I just forgot. I got to give props out to SEC Smack, 4th and Goal,
365,
All Sports, and of course all the admins on there that put up with our crap. And
videos and begging and pleading for y'all to watch these.
Yep.
Stuff.
All of the rival boards. You know, I just thought about it, Tyler. Between the both of us, we're probably a member of over 20-something Smack boards and sports sites.
Yeah.
So this is pretty cool. Anything else you got for our viewers?
Nah, not really. I think we're going to do another one tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, we'll do another one tomorrow. We're going to go fishing and bring Grove out.
Yeah.
So y'all have a good one, and we'll see you then.
Peace.
Peace.